broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Getaway Friday, last day of March, March the 31st, 2023. 14 and a half minutes past the hour, and as we've been saying all morning this morning, what an historic morning it is. We started off this morning with legendary ABC newsman Sam Donaldson at 8:15 this morning. And next hour, we will be joined by 40th Treasurer of the United States under President Bill Clinton, Mary Ellen Withrow, to get their thoughts on the historic event that happened late yesterday afternoon. I'm sure anybody who has picked up a newspaper or listened to a radio or turned on the television or turned on the internet this morning realizes that the 45th president of the United States, Donald J. Trump, was indicted yesterday by a New York grand jury. We have had 46 presidents in this country. No president, past or present, has ever been indicted. Nearly 250 years. This country has been around, and this is the first time this has happened. It certainly is historic. A lot of people said it would never happen. It happened yesterday, and the arraignment looks like it's going to happen on Tuesday. This hour, we're joined by one of my favorite people. It has been far too long since he's been on the program. If you go to the dictionary and look up the word talk show, this man's picture should be next to that part of the dictionary, let's say that. He interviewed everybody from Groucho Marx to Mel Brooks to Richard Pryor, Joan Rivers, you name it, Katharine Hepburn. Boy, what a difficult interview that must have been. He had them on his show. Muhammad Ali, Joe Frazier, I could go on and on. Jack Parr, I may go on and on and on, but I don't want to do that because we want to get his reaction. By the way, he was on Richard Nixon's enemies list, so he knows something about the political world. One of the great, great men in the world of show business, writing, and of course, as I said, the talk show industry, Mr. Dick Cavett. Mr. Cavett, how are you?
Oh, you spoiled my first joke. I was going to say, did something happen in the last day or so?
Well, you know,
I suppose there are some people who don't know yet. yeah, this is incredible. Peter Baker, I always read, and he began the day with, for the first time in history, a president has been indicted and said, it's worth repeating. A president has been indicted for the first time in history. It really is hard to comprehend it totally.
You know, Mr. Kemp, go ahead.
Certainly nothing in my history parallels it. The idea of his going to prison does seem to be pretty much pushed aside now. But if it appeared possible, what would the eruption really be? And can you tell me one thing? By the way, if you hear a second voice, it's that of my charming, lovely wife, who's smarter than I am, and is here to keep me from nodding off or telling filthy stories. Martha, say hello.
Hello.
There she is.
How are you, Martha?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Good. What have you made of this whole I guess, turn of events in the last 24 hours? People said it wouldn't happen. A lot of people felt that it just wasn't going to happen, and now it has.
Well, the thing of it is that we are faced with a lot of accusations from the right to the left and the blaming of Democrats for the crimes of the man who used to be president, which is a kind of interesting thing. So, for example, I hear that it's all about voter suppression, or maybe the suppression of the MAGA party or whatever party area. But the fact is that George Santos suppressed votes by lying, right? The voters want to recall him in New York. They thought that they were voting for a volleyball star, and it turns out, you know, that wasn't the case. So this is sort of the same thing. What Trump did was very similar. He was deliberately hiding, cheating with a porn star, while his wife was still nursing his child at, you know, a few months old. So maybe there were just would have been just enough voters and just enough of the right states that would have been appalled by that, that they could have, the whole outcome could have been the opposite. Or maybe it wouldn't have mattered, and he wouldn't be in trouble now for having covered up this thing.
Now, can you explain to me the evangelicals who are, we're constantly reminded, are fans of his? How evangelical can they be if none of this crap that he is attached to him, and they hate to use the word immorality, but there it is, the behavior, the sleaziness. What is it that they that outweighs all of that to make them fans of his? I don't get it.
Well, you know something that's very interesting? When we were looking at television last night as a country and reading the newspapers this morning, our congressman in this district, Jim Jordan, called this outrageous. And Tucker Carlson had a quote last night on his program, which I still believe is the most watched program in cable news. He said, and I want to make sure I get this quote right, "Probably not the best time to give up your AR-15. Tucker Carlson said that last night on his program.
Oh, boy.
Somehow we missed that.
Yeah. Aren't you sorry we didn't think of that?
Well, what do you make when you hear a man who has a very large audience say that on the day of the former president's indictment?
Repeat the last eight words.
What was it? What do you think that does when a man with a large audience says that on the day of the president's indictment?
Well, it's funny. You know, whenever I see his appalling performance, I think I met him years ago, and he seemed like a decent enough fellow and affable. Can you believe that?
You're talking about Trump over the shrimp that you...
No, I'm talking about Tucker Carlson.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, he originally felt a lot differently from the way he does now about...
Yeah, but he wasn't...
about the truth. Now he realizes the truth.
He didn't have despicable sticking out all over him.
Well, but the idea that you could try to inspire people to keep their AR, whatever it is, the huge weapons, for what? For defense? To be defensive against anybody coming after them? No. The only reason that he could say that is if he expected them to take the leadership and go out and attack people. And haven't we already been through that? And isn't somebody up for some judging for that? It's just, it's pretty scary.
Somebody will have a sick joke about Melania having gone out and bought one. We haven't heard much from her lately, have we?
No, we haven't. And there's some interesting points in the newspapers this morning. We don't know what the indictment says. Now, we all think at this point that it does have to do with the hush money payment of $130,000.
Right.
To Stormy Daniels. Now, that very well could be. Now, a lot of people, though, have felt that that would be a very hard charge to pin on Trump to get a conviction. But CNN is reporting this morning, as well as a couple other news outlets, that this indictment, which is not unsealed yet, 30 counts of business fraud might be in there. This whole thing with Stormy Daniels, probably in there, but there may be more to it. I believe the former CFO of the Trump Organization, Mr. Weiselberg, is currently serving time because of some things like that. So this could be much bigger, don't you think, Mr. Cavett?
I wish I knew everything that I wish I knew about this. death and destruction could result in greater charges unless he was just referring to his political career as death and destruction. But what percentage of the country can we really know is happy about this?
Well, that's a very good question.
Trey would play with pretty much like 50-50 or 51-49, but who knows that?
Well, that's one of the big points that people were talking about yesterday was now they feel that this will embolden President Trump because he is running for president, and now the other Republican candidates who may have wanted to run are going to be washed out because he will dominate the news as this trial will happen.
Mm-hmm. But then we have to wonder why in the world each time the Republicans who privately say that they really want to get rid of Trump. Trump is not helping the Republican Party. He's certainly not helping people in the country. He's only trying to help Trump. And yet, this is one of those moments when they have a chance to get rid of him. They have a chance to either do nothing or even to join the chorus of people saying, just let happen to him what he deserves. And yet, they come to his defense, and they do so in a way that doesn't really get him out of their way.
Well,
I wonder if children, family, and relatives ever say, come on, it's time you wised up about this and admitted this is simply awful stuff. And I wonder if Nixon had not been pardoned, and that question is still debated feverishly, if he hadn't been, a lot of this might have been prevented because it would have said, look how awful it can happen to you. This might happen to you, Trump. You better wise up. But
might have been a deterrent. You're right.
Yeah.
Of course, at the time, they were just trying to keep the peace, and there's something to be said for that. But at some point, when you keep pushing those boundaries of what's right and what's not right, and what's truth and what's not truth, then at some point we have to make it work. Even if he loses this, even if he wins this case and Alvin Bragg loses the case, even then, the fact that he's been brought to account to at least be investigated, to at least have things looked at, is an important thing to a lot of Americans that you don't get away with anything just because you're rich and famous and you have an interesting personality and you have a lot of red hats.
It would be interesting to know how he, pardon the expression, really feels about this. How does his mind work? Does he have insomnia? Is some crazy things he's been saying lately make you want to know what in fact is going on in that head? Does he tremble when he wakes up and thinks, oh my God, look what's happening to me? I wish somebody who was an expert on psychology of the weird, like him, could say what's probably happening. Does he spend all day feeling worried? Or does his mind wander and he thinks, oh, wait a minute, something's bothering me. Oh, that's it, I've been indicted. It's a strange mind, and I wish somebody could describe and analyze it clearly.
You know, Mr. Cavett, there was an interesting point made last night by a lot of people about Mr. Bragg and the Manhattan District Attorney's Office and the grand jury that indicted former President Trump last night. We're all talking about the historic nature of it today because it's never happened in the nearly 250-year history of this country, and he is a president. We all want to think people are even and equal under the law, but he is a former president. There have been threats made about this. So the thought has been that Mr. Bragg would not bring this indictment unless it was a slam dunk. If he thought it was 50-50 or even 70-30, we might win, we might lose, you know, we don't know. If there was any ambiguity, he would not bring this indictment. Do you think there's any truth to that?
Say the last sentence again.
Well, is there any ambiguity to that he would not bring this if he thought he was going to lose?
Oh, I wish I knew the answer to anything about this for sure. Certainly we have to, as with Nixon, admit he's one of the weirdest people ever produced. And I would like to know
more.
Well,
you don't mean Alvin Bragg, but
no, yes, let's make it clear that we're talking about the alleged former president, Bragg is fascinating. How much has he suffered? Does he have trouble sleeping? Does he worry?
I'm sure he does.
It's got to be an awful, awful.
But whether or not he has a slam dunk, we have no way of knowing. The interesting thing is how much we're all exercised in trying to figure out what that heck is going on and how we all have opinions about this. I mean, Jim Jordan certainly has his opinions. Dick Cavett has his opinions, and yet we don't even know what the indictment charges are yet. So it's a very interesting situation where we're trying to speculate on things that I'm not saying we shouldn't. I'm just saying that we are trying to speculate on things we just don't know about. We will soon know.
I'm kind of disappointed that we are going to see a rather milder version with him than what happens to ordinary people. That is, seeing them fingerprinted, seeing them hold still for their mugshot.
We won't see all of that.
We won't see that. They won't have that. That'll disappoint a lot of people.
That'll disappoint him the most.
I'm sure.
Well, one of the interesting things that I heard talked about last night, and it looks as if he is going to surrender to the Manhattan DA on Tuesday, is what they're saying now. There will be a mugshot, and I'm sure that will be out in the public, but people were talking about putting it on shirts and using it to raise money for his campaign. What does that say about the world we live in now?
I wish you would tell me. Somebody has had the poor taste to suggest that if he is treated normally with the mugshot and the handcuffs and all that, where will they find a pair of small enough handcuffs? Hello?
Maybe in that same children's costume where Herschel Walker got his sheriff's badge.
Yeah. Here we are in 2023, a president of the United States has been indicted, and we look back to Watergate, because I do want to flash back to that, because Gerald Ford said in his later years that the reason he gave Nixon the pardon was not because Nixon deserved it, was that Nixon was going to be indicted, and if that happened, it would be a trial, there would be a trial, possibly a conviction, possibly Nixon going to jail. It would be on the front pages of the papers for 3 years. The country would come to a standstill. It would hurt the economy. That was Ford's reasoning later in life for giving the pardon to Richard Nixon and not the other people involved in Watergate. Could this trial, which will happen, bring the country to a standstill?
I wish I could be sure about Ford's final feelings about Nixon, if he has not yet actually revealed them. But you can make a convincing case that he avoided a lot of distracting crap by getting Nixon away. Somebody said he just wanted Nixon to go away so he could get on to all the other major problems facing us instead of people doing tricky dick obsession.
You know, what is it about Donald Trump, the man? And we have to look back. He wrote books. He appeared on talk shows. He was always a good rating. He did The Apprentice. It was a hit show for a while. He runs for president. He becomes president. People follow him no matter what. Now, for good or bad, people will make the decision if that's good or bad. But what is it about this guy? I cannot think of any other politician, and if there is one, let me know, in American history that people have been willing to go to the gallows for like they will for this man.
Well, for one thing, I would love to see some evidence that he ever wrote two words of a book.
I was just going to say, I don't think he even read them. I'm sure he didn't write them.
Oh, God knows he didn't write them.
But the question is a good one, which is, why is it that people will go so far when they won't do that for other politicians? Is it just simple charisma? Is it the fact that he's a celebrity? What is it?
I don't know. It puzzles me, too. If I knew the answer to that, I would be wiser than I partially am.
Is it that
history's going to look back on this and say, they elected this guy to be the most powerful person in the world, and he couldn't refrain from having a porn star troubling his life and insulting his wife. And God, it just his shabbiness is record-breaking.
Right. It's not just an affair. It's an affair with a porn star. It's not just another affair. Mm-hmm. It's an affair with a person who was also in sort of the same business. But the not that there's anything wrong with those businesses. I'm all for them.
Yeah.
I don't misunderstand. But I'm just saying, of all the possibilities, it's just an interesting one. But when you look at the fact that he's got Georgia facing him, he's got the January 6th insurrection, people died there.
Yeah.
And nobody is saying that's a bad thing. I shouldn't say nobody. Of course, a lot of people are. But there are people who are saying that that is not a bad thing. You know, there's a rape claim. There's the whole settlement for Trump University. It's just,
by the way, they don't mention often enough that people died there.
Yeah, that's right.
Has he ever spoken about that? Ever said, I'm sorry?
And that we saw his people stabbing police officers with Blue Lives Matter flags. But when they talk about the weaponization of the justice system, that kind of tit for tat, you know, what about what the Democrats did? The Democrats have never done anything like any of this. You know, yes, there have certainly been cases where Democrats have been a problem, but, you know, when you think about how they were talking about lock her up for Hillary during the 2016 election, and it was about the emails that she had on her phone, and yet they're behind Trump for any number of this ridiculous situation where he's hoarding top secret documents in Mar-a-Lago and saying that they're his and that with just a thought he can declassify them and so forth. So it's just the tit-for-tat doesn't work, the balance doesn't work, and yet Scott's right, they have so many people who are just following it blindly.
Scott, I should know the answer to this. Maybe you do. But have no lawyers been disbarred?
Yeah, they have.
For swearing that they gave everything they had, and obviously they had not, and they knew they hadn't. I just don't know the answer to that. Has anybody been bumped for that legally and had their license taken away?
I believe Michael Cohen certainly falls within that category.
Well, yeah.
Well, I think you were referring, Dick, to the stuff in Mar-a-Lago. But yeah, I think that the Trump lawyers having to get lawyers is sort of a common thing. But yeah, I think that a lot of lawyers are suffering how much they have followed him and advised him.
I'd like to know in what words the ones who turned him down. They say, I wouldn't come near you with a 20-foot pole or... Thank you, but I have other things I'd rather do, or what?
Or I can't afford to take you on as a client because I can't afford that much legal advice. I mean, I have the legal help I'm going to need later.
Well, and you know, one of the interesting things here, and again, it comes back to this man's, if it's charisma or whatever it is, we look at Nixon. When Watergate happened, he won 49 states the year before in that election, obviously very popular, but when Watergate happened, the country kind of turned against him, and he wasn't invited to things for a long time, and people didn't want to talk to him. Bill Cosby certainly has that on him now after an indictment and a prison sentence. O.J. Simpson, it certainly happened to him. Now, these are murder and rape allegations, and these are all different things, but... with Donald Trump, for some reason, his fans are emboldened by these things where it completely wipes other people out. And I don't know what that is.
Is it that he gives them permission for the worst thing about themselves to be okay? Is it okay because of Donald? Is it okay after all that somebody's a racist? Or is it okay after all that I really don't like Jewish people, or is it okay after all that all these other things that have been suppressed for a long time, you know, fear of gays and this whole idea that you're going to be protected from drag queens who are just expressing their own First Amendment rights, but we can't touch anybody's big giant weapons of mass destruction because we want to protect their Second Amendment rights. It just, is it that the worst of them seems as though they have found this leader who who says they're there. You're okay. You're fine.
Yeah. I sure hope I'm safe from drag queens. I've worried about that all my life. God. By the way, can anybody come up with a synonym for a witch hunt? Actually, many witches were tried, but very few were found, if any, to be actual witches. And yet, in this case, people have been found to be actual crooks, right and left.
Yeah, no such thing as real witches. Very much a real thing of actual crooks.
You know something interesting here? A person who is a very strong Democrat, who I have talked to off the air, and certainly is not a fan of Donald Trump's, said that, you know, partially this might be the Democrats' fault, in that we had the Mueller report, the accusations of a stolen election, we had two impeachments that were not successful in the Senate, we have had the January 6th committee, no charges brought against Donald Trump yet as of that, and here we are, and now he just says, well, this is false, this is political, and people look back at those other things and say, well, maybe those were political, he wasn't guilty of that because he wasn't charged. Is there any fault in the Democrats' playbook here?
Well, that is a loaded question right there.
Yeah, can you help me with that?
The word that comes immediately to mind is yet, because it took this long for something to come up about the cover-up of a payment that was illegally made about a porn star and covering up the affair with that porn star. It's taken this long. But you're talking about things that are monumentally criminal and corrupt, and those things haven't come to, dare I say, fruition yet. And yet they many of them are still under investigation. Many of them are still being looked at. But I think the biggest difference is that we used to have leadership in the House and the Senate, and now we apparently only have leadership on one side of the aisle, because it used to be that the Republicans and Democrats could disagree, and then they could all go to lunch together, and they could be fine, and they could worry about each other's families, and they could do stuff like that. They didn't threaten each other with baseball bats and worse, and target images, and they didn't... The Republican leadership is, I think, where you're going to find the problem. I don't think Democrats would be in order if they just said, well, if we can't absolutely make it stick right now, this minute, then we are at fault. Or we should say that they're at fault. I think instead we should say, you know, this man should have been brought up for impeachment. And when people who knew better voted against him, voted against the impeachment, then how can it be the fault of the people who brought the intention of something completely illegal to light? The real question becomes, why in the world would anybody have gone back that day after that terrible insurrection? People whose lives themselves were threatened. Josh Hawley running through the hallway trying to, you know, save his own skin. And yet they went back and voted against the validation of of what the voters around the country had decided was going to be the case and who was going to win. They voted against it, and there, I think, is where the problem lies, is that there were people willing to do that who had elected office and who had taken sworn oaths to protect the Constitution and the voters of the United States.
I wonder how many cases there have been of people's children or wives saying, what the hell's the matter with you? How can you do this? How can you say this? How can you not say this? Do they get much of that?
Well, I think there is. I think there is a lot of going on, which also brings a question. You know, the indictment, that was just words last night. When he shows up in New York on Tuesday, I mean, people are even reporting the time of 2:15 in the afternoon, Eastern time.
Maybe.
If he shows up which he's going to have to at some point, whenever he shows up in New York, and he goes in, and he knows there's an indictment, and this is going to be the processing, and he's going to go before a judge, and the judge is going to say whatever they say, how big a danger is there of non-peaceful protest in Manhattan and beyond in this country? We certainly saw what happened on January the 6th.
Got me.
Well, that's a very good question, and I don't envy the law enforcement that's trying to plan for that. But the question is, will it in fact be in New York? Because there won't be that much to see in New York. He'll be taken through a bunch of tunnels and stuff like that. But it could happen in Washington, D.C. It could happen anywhere else. Or it could happen not at all. There have been several times in his interesting career of the last almost 10 years now that where he has said this is going to happen and then sort of not much happens. There have been other times, of course, like January 6th, where terrible things happened. So it's hard to know exactly what is in store for all of us, and it could be a big nothing burger, or it could be something. And it'll be very interesting to see whether there are more protesters who are happy that finally this man who's done so many things that have skirted the law and just broken the law and really broken the law has finally been called to account. Whether there are more protesters on the side that celebrate that than on the side that don't want their boy harmed.
In the last recent hours, including last night, of course, but yet today, I haven't gotten through the papers by any means. Has there been any significant physical, so-called, violent protesting taking place? Has anything been burned? Has anything, when a window's been broken, has anything really tough happened?
Not that I have seen. And I wonder, there are two things that will happen almost assuredly at some point. One, Trump is going to speak. And we haven't seen that yet. I don't know if he'll speak before he's arraigned or if he'll speak at the arraignment or if he'll speak after it. Another thing is the arraignment itself. That's something we are talking about, that nobody will see this. Well, will he want people to see this? Does this embolden his people?
Yeah.
He will desperately want people to see it, but I don't think there's any incentive for the people who are really managing how this will happen to do it. Although, here we are talking about something that we just don't know. We don't know if this is part of the negotiation for how the surrender will happen, or whether it really is going to be in the hands of the people who are managing it from the prosecution side. We just don't know.
This doesn't seem to have upset the rest of the world particularly. Isn't there a certain amount of astonishment about how little reaction there has been?
Well, that's interesting. It's very interesting, and I wanted to come to you, Mr. Cavett, on this one, because just history. We're talking about, we don't know what the indictment charges are, we don't know what's going to happen in the future, but we certainly can look to the past. Nearly 250 years in this country, a president has never been indicted. Now, we've had presidents impeached, Clinton, Nixon almost impeached, had to resign, Trump, we've had that. But we have never had a president indicted. Now, what impact is that going to have in the history of this country? There's obviously a reason it hasn't happened. Certainly some presidents have not been on the up and up over the years. But what impact is this going to have in the long run of the history of this country?
Yeah, I mean, it'd be interesting if we knew that any people who've been scared off from wanting to be president, because, oh my God, I guess there is trouble. You can get in deep trouble. So nobody so far has been indicted, but now they have. And I wish I could comprehend the real awful import of this, which we are told exists.
Well, Howard Stern said that one of the worst things that Donald Trump could do was to run for president, because it would turn a bright, shining microscope onto all of his behaviors and policies and everything else from his organization personally, and that it would make him and his regular life much more clear to people who like to prosecute such things. But that's an interesting question. Also, have we ever had one who had so many arenas in which he could be possibly indicted?
Yeah.
Well, and another interesting thing about this particular case. Now we are all focusing in on the Stormy Daniels $130,000
right.
Hush money payment. Now, interestingly enough, it is not illegal to pay hush money. What the problem here was apparently it was paid through the campaign, which was a campaign finance violation, and you couple that with a couple other things, and that's where you get a felony, which possibly could land somebody in jail. But the thing of this is what Howard Stern said, if this man did not run for president, would any of this be happening?
Exactly. Would any of this be happening because he wouldn't have come to the attention of the millions of people who object to this kind of behavior because they wouldn't have even known about it? But
well, it's time for the tried and true phrase, the cover-up is always worse than the crime. Interesting, that is what sinks him.
Right, because if he had just tried to cover up, if he had not been running for president and had not had an element of trying to hide his misdeeds from voters, or had, even more importantly, in a legal sense, tried to hide the payments in a way that was in itself illegal, then, and was just trying to keep it away from his wife in a private life, then there's a chance that this and so many others of the things that he's facing would either not have happened at all, or would never have been would never have gotten on the radar of the people who are the prosecutors.
Is there a parallel here, and I don't mean to draw an exact parallel, but if we look back at President Bill Clinton, Bill Clinton was the governor of Arkansas, and popular there, not much going on. He comes in, he runs against an incumbent, President Reagan's vice president, the president who's just won the Gulf War, 12 years of Republican rule, he defeats George Bush. Clinton gets in, and from the moment he's in, they investigated him, they investigated his wife, they investigated people involved with Bill Clinton for 8 years, finally got him impeached on something to do with a woman, which sounds familiar here. He wasn't able to practice law. He had to do that, sign that away before he left office. That's still in the first paragraph of Bill Clinton's obituary, unfortunately,
yep.
For him. Is there a parallel between Bill Clinton and Donald Trump?
I wish I knew. I wish I were smarter on that sort of thing. If we could just keep women out of everything. Think of how many more people wouldn't be in trouble.
Or here's a better idea. How about if we put women in charge of everything and let men go make tea?
Well, that's the ideal answer, yes.
You know, Mr. Cabot, I have to think of Richard Nixon today. Because here was a man who, because, as the story goes, Barry Goldwater, the spokesperson for the Senate, Republican, came down and said, you don't have the votes. And the next day, Nixon resigns. Now, could Nixon have fought it? Was it just a different time?
Yeah. Do you remember any Republicans who said what Nixon did was okay? Do you remember any of them? I am not an authority on Watergate. You, Dick, you certainly are. But were there any Republicans who said, "Oh, it's fine that what he did"? I mean, even Republicans, they just.
Well, there were along with the people who, like the man who had a hand mic pushed in his face the other day on the street, and somebody said, "Who actually is at this moment the president of the United States?" And he said, "Trump."
Yeah.
There was the awful phrase, Nixon got a raw deal. And it cringed every time I heard it. That was the sum and substance of their thought on the subject, apparently. oh, well, I'm sorry, he got a raw deal.
But I don't think anybody thought that it was okay for him to do what he did, just as a lot of Democrats were really angry at Clinton for just not not avoiding some of the silly things that he did with women that would have made, you know, their lives a lot easier and the whole administration a lot more effective. But the truth is, could the Republicans have chosen not to make a big deal out of things that they chose to make a big deal out of? That's not really the point, is it? The point really is, what did Clinton choose to do, and how did he choose to deal with that? And we still, he was an amazing man. I have to tell you something. I was giving a speech once and sat next to him at the lunch, the speaker's lunch, and I was very offended because he didn't make a move on me at all. I thought I was really...
Well, perhaps it was your makeup or something. God, if you took 10 people who are pro-Trump and said, could you explain, as long as it takes, what it is you see in him, what answers would you get?
You know, I really think that a lot of this has had to do with kind of the Ross Perot phenomenon of 1992, that this man was not a politician. People knew who he was because he'd been in the public eye for years, and he knew how to fix things. He was not corrupt. He was not corrupted by the lobbyist. He had not had a lifetime job in the government. He was a self-made man, I think is what they would say. And he says things that no other politician has said or been able to get away with.
And you don't think it's that he gives them permission to get away with things, too?
It could be. People do fight things now that they heretofore have not fought. But they don't seem to win in cases he does. I don't know what will happen here. Does this make it easier?
Stunning answers if he said, okay, give me 5 things that are great about Trump. What's he done? What's he accomplished? All these people who criticize him seem to overlook the fact that he did what that has advanced the well-being of this country.
It's a good question. It's a good question, but there is something about him, as we said earlier, and maybe it is just the charisma, that people will get in trucks with flags and run through neighborhoods to try to get this man elected. He is running for president again right now, and the Republican Party seems to be frightened by him.
Maybe he is a witch.
It is something I've never seen. No matter the popularity of a politician, the fervency of his supporters, you have to say one thing, they are behind him, 110%, no matter what.
Yeah. Yes, I think you're right. I'm happy that there aren't more of them than there are. That is, the numbers are working against him. Of course, I'm scared to death to say that because we all thought that in 2016. But the truth is that he has a part of the Republican Party, fewer and fewer independents, almost zero Democrats, not quite zero. But if you put them all up against each other, even with all the gerrymandering, it's going to be hard to win that.
Well, that's the thing. The case on January 6th, the Justice Department, the thing going on in Georgia where he asked for more votes, now that he has been indicted, first president ever indicted, does it make it easier for those groups to lay indictments on him?
Maybe, and I'm not sure. Some people have said it's in the wrong order, but the truth is, I think maybe it was in the right order, that if you start with the fact that he lied, he tried to cover up something, he tried to make it so that the voters didn't know what was going on. He's claiming voter suppression. Maybe he's the one who did it. But also, in addition to that, the truth is that now that the bigger ones come up, it starts with that original sin and now comes to things that wouldn't have been possible if maybe people had known then what we all know now about what a really kind of, I don't know, I don't want to say the things that I really want to say about who he is and what he's done.
Well, with about Yeah, with about a minute left, Mr. Cavett, you've seen Mr. Trump for years and years and years now. Talk shows, television, author, maybe president of the United States, now indicted. In a minute, describe this man. Who is he?
Describe him in 1 minute. Describe Ooh. Donald Trump.
Donald Trump? Mm-hmm. Oh, I need a lot more time than that. I couldn't possibly. He's a man not terribly intelligent who somehow has fooled a lot of people into thinking he's smart enough to actually be considered as the president of the United States. He's got no principles, really, that he sticks to other than whatever would advance him. And he's selfish, again, not too smart, but certain clevernesses that have allowed him to get away with so many things. I wish he would write a book on that for people whose lives depend on being getting away with shabby behavior. And here's the trick of how you do it. If you took 8 Trump voters and said, again, what do you see in him? And what do they point to as the fact that the election was corrupt and stolen, when about the only people you have convinced of that have been shot down or disqualified or disproven, and the silly pillow man? What did they base it on? What can they point? What evidence that was stolen? Well, there are still people who think the computers managed to switch votes. So,
And the story will go on. So, Mr. Cavett, on Donald Trump, I'll put you down after that minute as a little, you know, wishy-washy. You're just not sure about him yet.
I want to give him a fair chance.
I want to give him a fair shake. I could understand after that minute.
Things in people, and believe me, in his case, I'm looking.
Well, Mr. Cavett, I thank you so much for calling in this morning, and Martha, thank you for joining us.
I'm going to find out sometime what it takes to have you call me Dick.
Well, you're always Mr. Cavett to me, one of the greatest talk show hosts. Thank you both.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, man.
And good luck to all of us.
You're a wonder.
Hey, thank you. Hey, to be called a wonder by Dick Cavett, that's not bad this morning. Dick Cavett and Sam Donaldson so far this morning, and guess what? Mary Ellen Withrow's first reactions to the indictment of a president coming up next. Stay tuned.
I didn't think she was coming back, so I got up and I ate the bologna.
To legendary stand-up comic Marty Allen.
You know, Marty, one day we'll flip. You can host the show.
Oh, okay.
I think it would work okay.